spent with her grandmother was a good one. Now that Grandma was gone, she could forever cut her ties to this place. After Grandma's funeral last month, she never planned to return to Magnolia. Grandma was her last surviving link to the town, and her one and only real parent. Jordan's mother had always been too wrapped up in screwing up her own life to take the time to raise her. Grandma always told Jordan to live her life and never look back. And she had. That's why she went to New York in the first place, and why she didn't return except for occasional visits to see Grandma. Over the years, her trips had slowed and finally stopped. Grandma loved New York, and Jordan brought her up to visit a couple times a year, making sure to score tickets to the latest musicals. Until Grandma had gotten too old and too frail to make the journey, and Jordan hadn't been able to bring herself to return to Magnolia, Grandma had understood, but Jordan would never forgive herself for not seeing Grandma one last time. Now here she was, back again. The news from Grandma's attorney forced her to return, at least for a while, which was why she was at TNT Construction and preparing to see Sam Tanner again. The double doors behind the reception area opened. Jordan heard two men's voices just inside, but couldn't see either of them. She took a deep breath and waited. He wasn't going to remember her, she was certain. And it was only one kiss, hardly memorable at all, to him. A deep voice bellowed from behind her.
"That's bullshit, Tony, and you know it. The project was bid and accepted over 6 months ago. Tell the client to get up off their dead asses, quit trying to screw us over on the price, and let's get moving on it."
"That's what I'm trying to do, you moron. You don't have to scream in my ear."
A tall, good-looking man with sandy blonde hair and bedroom brown eyes strolled through the doorway.
"I'm not deaf, you know."
He turned and paused to smile at the receptionist, clearly not upset at all by the altercation that just occurred.
"Later, Cookie."
"Later, Tony,"
the receptionist replied in a breathy voice, her lustful gaze following the attractive man towards the door.
"Cookie? The girl's name was Cookie?"
Jordan fought back a laugh. Tony paused at the door and noticed Jordan sitting there.
"Somebody helping you, honey?"
Jordan stood to address him, but before she could respond, a voice from the doorway announced,
"I'll take care of her."
She couldn't see who was speaking because Tony blocked her view. Tony looked over his shoulder and then back at Jordan, grinning broadly.
"Yeah, I'm sure you will."
"What a shame, honey. You'd have liked me better."
He winked at her and left. As soon as Tony left, Jordan saw the other man. She wished she was still sitting because the vision greeting her almost knocked her off her feet. 6'2" of drop-dead gorgeous man filled the doorway. He wore a TNT Construction polo shirt stretched tight across his chest and jeans that fit his muscled thighs like a second skin. His hair was jet black, cut short and straight. Turquoise eyes glittered with light, just like the ocean she'd seen on a trip to Mexico. This guy could be a New York model in a heartbeat. Beefcake like that didn't go unnoticed in the fashion world there. He was nothing like Jordan remembered. If anything, he was more handsome now than he'd ever been in high school. She'd expected him to age badly. Or maybe she had just hoped he would. Instead, he'd grown into his body and had gone from good-looking boy to damned breathtaking man. It figured.
"Well,"
he said, leisurely strolling over to stand in front of Jordan, towering over her 5'6".
"Jordan Lee Weston, big city girl, back in Magnolia."
His lethal smile and penetrating eyes still took her breath away.
"Sam,"
she replied in a voice that sounded too low and sexy to be her own.
"Breathe, Jordan, breathe. You can face the sharks in New York City. You sure as hell can handle small-town lover boy Sam Tanner."
"It's been a long time."
His deep, resonating voice settled over her, warming her from the inside out, melting the icy wall she had built, sparking a long, dormant flame to life.
"Yes, it has."
So he's still hot.